Good morning. We are continuing with the psak. It's actually a very long response of the three-day Eish to the question that was posed to him by the organization Yeshurun. Can they continue having co-ed activities, including Zmiros and Shabbos, Shirei Kodesh, singing psukim and the like, boys and girls together? And as we've seen, he brought three different rationales why one would be lenient. Now, in fact, as we'll see today, it's not based on these three rationales alone that the Sridei Eish is lenient. That would be an incorrect reading of the Sridei Eish. Just to recap, the three rationales that he brought, why one could be lenient, why Yeshurun could be lenient, in particular after World War II, in the destruction of the Holocaust and the destruction of Jewry and Torah true Jewry after World War II, why he said that Yeshurun can continue having the co-ed activities, including Kol B'Yisher Eva. So he explains three rationales. Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, there is a rationale that when you have a kol, a voice that needs to be heard, but it's multiple voices singing at the same time, boys and girls together, just a man and a woman singing together, Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, you can't hear the voices. Now, truth be told, the Sridei Eish himself did not like this rationale, and we, for the most part, discarded this rationale, because we do say, when it comes to Trei Kalei, that if it's a Davar Chaviv, although typically Trei Kalei Lo Mishtame, you can't hear two voices at the same time, but if it's something that is fond to you, you can hear it, Trei Kalei Lo Mishtame, but if it's fond, it's Chaviv, you can hear it, and Kol B'Yisher Eva certainly is fond, so even with multiple voices being sung at the same time, we would hear it. That was rationale number one. Rationale number two is actually very similar to rational number three, as we see shortly. So rational number two was that when we have Shirei Kodesh, songs of Kedusha, there's not going to be a prohibition of Kol B'Isha Erva, and we went through various sources on that. And the third rationale is a different approach to very similar to number two, that we really don't have a concern that you are going to have Kavana to have benefit from Kol B'Isha Erva in the context of spirituality. So when you're singing Shirei Kodesh, we're going to have the feelings of the Kedusha from the songs, and we're not going to be open and focused on the Kol of the woman to have Hana from it. And this number three is really focused on the prohibition of Kol B'Isha Erva, according to the Sridei Eish, is when you have Kavana intent to pay attention and benefit and enjoy it. However, in the context of Shirei Kodesh, you're singing Zmiros and Shabbos, we are going to be focused on the Kedusha, and we're not going to be focused on the Kol B'Isha Erva. So those are the three rationales. But right after that, as we mentioned again yesterday, there's an additional snif to be matir. There's an additional basis to be lenient. And he says that's because it's based on our Ramah, that as long as we're mechav in the Shem Shamayim, we can be flexible in certain areas that we are more machmir in. And the focus there is really talking about interactions between men and women. Can somebody who's not married to, for example, a non-Jewish woman, wash your, when you're in the gym, your face, panim yadi v'raglav, panav yada v'raglav, face, hands and feet, would that be permitted? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, no, you can't be mishamish a woman like that. Can a woman who's not your wife make your bed in front of you? No, that's prohibited. But the Ramah brings, based on the Tosfos, that if we are mechav in the Shem Shamayim, there is a basis to be lenient. And on this, people are lenient to be mishamish women. So based on that, accordingly, the Sridei Eish said, similar thing going on here, that when we have the singing of Zmiros Kodesh, they are mechavin l'shem shamayim, so apparently that's the same basis, we can be lenient, but then he brings what's absolutely critical. We brought three rationales to be lenient, then we brought the additional basis that we're meshamish a woman, and we have Ramah that says that as long as you're mechavin l'shem shamayim, you can be lenient. And then he says what is absolutely critical in understanding entire Sridei Eish. He brings a number of gemaras that talk about the issue of Eis la'asos la'Hashem heferu Torah secha. There are times that we will lose the Torah unless we abrogate a small part or one halach of the Torah. And just to give an example, one of the Gemara is probably the most famous Gemara that he quotes from the famous Gemara when talking about Eis la'asos, is a Gemara in Tzmura that says that Chazal were matir writing the Torah Sheba'al Peh. You're not allowed to write Torah Sheba'al Peh, but Chazal at a certain point said it's permitted. Why? As follows. Mutav te'yaker os achas min haTorah. It's preferable that we uproot one letter of the Torah, talking about this halacha that you're not allowed to write the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So we don't come to forget the entire Torah. There are various explanations why the Torah was being forgotten at that time. It was primarily at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple and thereafterward that the Masorah was breaking down and foreign governments were restricting the learning of Torah and there was really no ability to focus properly in learning. Various reasons why the Torah chain, the transmission of the Masorah was breaking down, which led to initially the writing of the Mishnah and thereafterward the writing of the Talmud. And it was based on this pasuk, Eis La'asod L'Hashem, this concept here, Eis La'asod L'Hashem, Eferu Torah Sechel. There's a time that we need to do for Hashem, we need to abrogate the Torah. It's not abrogating Chas V'Shalom, all the Torah. It is the point here is to save the Torah. Accordingly, if we need to make a fix in order to save the entire Torah, we can be a little bit flexible in maybe one halacha or something like that. Abrogate the halacha, the prohibition of not writing Torah Shabbal Peh. So we save the entire Torah so we don't forget the entire Torah Shabbal Peh. Now, the Sri D.A. says, that's what I'm relying on. We have all these rationales to be lenient here, but that was not sufficient for the Sri D.A. She says, this is a time that we have an emergency. It's a pikuach nefesh. We need to save the Jewish spirituality after the Shoah in France. And he says, obviously, it is not anyone that can make a decision. It's up to Chazal. Chazal have to decide when is the proper time to say we need to abrogate a halacha, parts of the Torah, in order to save the rest of it. That's not for us to make that decision. However, he goes on to say, v'ulam binidon she'ein kan isra gamo. When it comes to the Kol B'Yisheir, a context of what we've been discussing with this, with the youth organization, Yeshurun, that there's no explicit prohibition, because he did find various rationales, albeit they weren't very strong. But they do exist. Isur Gamar, there's no explicit prohibition. V'rak yesh kan minak chasidus u'midas nias. Here it's a minak chasidus, but it's the right thing to do to not have kol b'yisherba. It's also not so tsanua, it's not that modest. But nonetheless, because we do have somewhat of a basis to be lenient, afshar lidra smuchin u'lahatir be'eretz Tzfar. Accordingly, we would be able to combine all of the leniencies together with this concept of eis la'asos Hashem heferu to arsecha, because we see, if you open your eyes, you see what's going on in France after World War II. And if we don't act, if we don't do something, we will lose everything. Atida Torah chas v'shalom tishkachach mishra. We're going to lose the whole Torah in France. And he says, because of this situation, we have to take actions. We have to take steps and we have to permit things that otherwise we wouldn't because of the exigencies of the time right now. And accordingly, says the Sri Deish, I instructed the organization, those who are running the organization of Yeshurun, that they can continue in using the methods that were developed in Germany before World War II, the Chinuch methods that they were so successful with in keeping the youth attached to Torah true Judaism, and that is what is being followed and continued and imitated by those who are running Yeshua, and they saw it was successful in Germany, as was led by Rav Azriel Hildesheimer and Rav Shimshon Mefora Chorosh under their auspices, and we see that those who, it was actually a group called Ezra in Germany, and the group that is in France is called Yeshurun. So Yeshurun is following on with the methods of Chinuch from Ezra, and they were successful, and we see that back in Germany, they were able to bring forth and be Mekarev women who were feeling very detached, they were feeling alienated. And those women went on, after Ezra was successful in Germany, to be very frum and to raise Jewish and observant, fully observant families. And accordingly, the Sri D.A.H. says, I am not one to prohibit those activities that were permitted by the Gedolim in Germany. And on this, we have to say, because of the situation in France after World War II, Eis la'asos l'Hashem heferu torasecha, the women, he goes on to stress, in these countries, in Germany and now in France, they feel detached, they feel alienated, and they feel that they don't have equal rights. And accordingly, unless we reach out to them and we permit them to participate and make them feel comfortable, then it will lead to the dissolution of Torah in France. And accordingly, we see here, and this is absolutely a critical point, that the Heter of the Sri D.A.H. is not based on Trei Kali Lo Mishtameh. And it's not based on anyone singing Zmiros and Shabbos. You can sing together, men and women, or if you want to sing a Shweki song and it's a Pasuk or whatever it may be, that you can all sing together because it's Zmiros of Kodesh. And who's going to be thinking about Kolbi Yisha Erva when you're singing about Zmiros Kodesh? That's not what the Sri Deish is saying. The Sri Deish is saying, first and foremost, we need to address the problem in France and the loss of Jewry. And without taking the actions, the proven methods that were proven in Germany before the war, French Jewry will totally disappear. And accordingly, the primary reason that the Sri Deish wrote that Yeshurun would be permitted to continue in their ways is because we need to act. This is exigent circumstances. It's pikuach nefesh, pikuach neshamas. And he found rationales to be lenient and to rely on in order to say specifically for Yeshurun after World War II because of the situation there. But the Sri Deish did not, would not, never would permit the singing of Zmiros at a Shabbos table based on his Piskei Halacha in this tshuva. It just is not what the Sri Deish says, and if anyone is honest in looking at the Sri Deish, this is how they would read it, I believe. You cannot simply extrapolate from the Sri Deish that Trei Kale, hearing two voices together, is a heter, or when you sing Zmiros is a heter that would exist today. It would not exist. It's possible it would exist in NCSY in certain areas, and if the youth are feeling alienated, then this is the only way it's possible, and a Gadol Bishul would have to decide if the Sri Deish is applicable or not. But it certainly would not be applicable to the standard Shabbos house of individuals, of people, of families singing Zmiros Shabbos. There would be no heter based on this Sri Deish. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.